Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, diamond things in his cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Yeah, man. Got one. Hey, you know, I think of my life in terms of blessings. You know, I take mostly a positive approach and a positive spin to my life. I hardly ever dwell on, I can't say that I don't think about the what's wrong in it because I have to address problems as they arise, but I try not to let them consume me. I let the consumption part be about the blessings, the positive things that has occurred in my life, the good things that God has done for me, the power that he's displayed in my life, the protection he's given me over the years, to being tucked under his wings. I focus on the things that he promises me. I think of all the goodness that I perceive to come my way. I think that has a lot to do with me learning more and more about the law of attraction in terms of, you know, what you think and what you put out in the space and what you pray about is what you receive, you know. And so I've become better and better at that. It's not to say that I'm not human and I don't have moments where I think a little bit too long about what's going wrong and what enemy is about to attack and what they're going to do and say and all of this here. So it's not to say that I'm not concerned about it, but I try to dwell mostly on the positive. And one of the things that I learned, you can have an incredible life. All of you, all of us, we can have incredible lives if we just let God drive. See, the problem that I had years ago was I was the driver of my life and I was taking myself in the directions that I thought would be best for me. And I aimed at things that I thought I could accomplish. And I set goals that I saw myself being able to attain. I was driving. When I gave up and I let God drive, I then opened up my mind and my spirit to what God had for me, for what God could see for me, for what God could do in my life, for what God wanted for me. Now, he wanted for me and he wanted of me. See, that's the connection that you got to try to make. Well, not try. That's the connection that you got to make to really get it. Now, listen to me. What I don't want you to do is do like me. Don't be afraid of the what for, of the what he wants you to do part. See, because that ain't going to be nearly as demanding and as offsetting as you think it's going to be. See, I thought that if I did God's will, that if I let God tell me what to do, that it would cause me to not to be able to do a certain some things I wanted to do. Well, which is true. But the stuff I wanted to do was all detrimental to my well-being and my future and my growth and development as a man. I was stopping my own growth as a man because, see, I was doing what I thought I should do as a man. But when you give it over to God, see, God has a much better plan for you than you can ever have for yourself. And God knows a better way, far better than the one you know. I want you to believe that, man. You got to understand that part of it. And that's the part that I finally got through my head to let God do it his way and to show me a better way. And to teach me a better way and expose to me a better way. And when I opened up my mind to what God was talking about, I began to see things totally differently. And things started coming to me totally differently. If you've been a friend of mine or a fan of mine over the years, I mean, you've had to see it, the change. You've had to see the difference. I mean, and I acknowledge that every chance I get, because I promised God I would, and I hope that I'm not falling short in that category. But then again, if I told it all day long what he done for me, I still wouldn't have enough time to really explain thoroughly what he's done for me, because it's such a continuous growth in me. But now, that's not to say that I'm finished or I'm done or I'm complete, because I'm still short. And that's the cold thing about it, man. See, no matter how good you get at it, you ain't gonna ever be the best you can be. You just not, because you gonna fall short. You can't be him. You can strive for perfection. I hear people saying it all the time. I applaud you for saying you want to be perfect, but you ain't, and you can't, and you not, and you aren't, and you won't, and you will not. And so you quit saying it. You quit saying it to me. Quit saying it to other people. I'm seeking a life of perfection, but it's something that you cannot have because he said you can't do it. But that's what he there for. He there for the moments when you stumble and you fall, and you gonna stumble and fall. So you got to get that part right, man. The stumbling, falling part is coming. But see, you get God in your life and it helps you so that you don't stumble, fall, wallow, roll over, lay there, languish. That's what God is for. So when you stumble and fall, you get back up, because you're going to make mistakes. You're going to get it wrong. You're going to come under attack. You're going to be lied about. You are going to be falsely accused. That's going to happen to you the moment you make a decision to do better. The moment you try to be more. The moment you try to get it right. The devil got to send his attackers, man. And he controls certain people. He just got people that's on his side 24/7. You know them too. You've all met one or two of them in your life. They just busy with the business of nothingness. They just busy about the destruction of others. You say, I know them. You know them. They coming. But here's what you got to hold fast to. They can't take away nothing from you that God gave you. They didn't make you. See, people who claim to have made you, if they so in the make you business, why don't they make they self? Or if they ain't with you no more and they so busy in the I made you business, why don't they make somebody else? Since you want to get credit for making somebody, make yourself. If you're responsible for someone else's success, then you should easily be able to take claim and be responsible for your own success. See, be careful of that. And don't change your course because somebody's attacking you with that. You keep doing what you're doing. I just hope, man, that I'm giving it to God the way I said I would give it to him. That I would unload every chance I got that I was supposed to without being, you know, oh, here he come again. You know, I try not to be that. But, man, I don't know what else to be for the first 12 minutes of my show. What else you want me to say? I got 4 hours. I can't give God 12 minutes, man. I mean, for real, Steve? Come on, man. I mean, let's look at this right here. It's like, for example, it's like detoxing your body, which is one of the most healthy things you can do for your body, is to detox your system and clean out the pipes and the liver and the blood and get it all together, give your kidneys a break and all like this. Okay, right? Okay. But to detox it properly, it takes 21 days, right? And I hear a lot of people talking about, 21 days, I ain't got. But see, hold up, man. If the 21 days out of 360 days a year, you ain't got 21 to straighten yourself out, you ain't got 21 days to give yourself a better shot at health, I mean, that's crazy to me once you wrap your mind around it. See, and so, like, if you give an honor to God just 12 minutes out the day, dog, he gave you 24 hours of luxury and life and breath and hope and promise. You ain't got 12 minutes to give him out the day? That don't make no sense. What an exchange. What a wonderful life God has given me in exchange for so small of effort that I put forth. Don't let the effort you got to put forth to God seem so daunting that you don't attempt to do it. Because, man, it seems like a lot. It ain't nothing compared to what he be giving us, for real. So if you want a real life, you want a real shot at what you can be, what you can have, what you can own, what you can become, who you really are, go to God. Let him fix you, man. That's all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Holding it down is the one and only. Let me introduce myself. Yes, sir. The one and the only. Yes, sir. They make no more. I am the last nephew of all nephews. N-E. That's new to the few. I am the nephew, the one and only, Thomas Miles, a.k.a. Nephew Tommy. Yeah, H-Town, Houston, Texas, Little York, West Montgomery, by the car wash right over there. I'm sorry. Nobody know. You will not hear my introduction. I'm holding it down. My uncle's out on vacation, and I'm holding it down, and I got some people holding it down with me. Beautiful ladies in the building. How about it? Carla Farrell.
Hey, good morning, nephew from H-Town. Well, I can shout out to H-Town, too. I was raised there, too. Missouri City. What up? What up? Right, Sugarland. Yep. Hey, Shirley. What's up? J. Anthony Brown. He just left the big H-Town. The big H. And what's up? Junior.
I had so much fun
from H-Town.
Girl, you ain't never lied. South Park in the building.
What? Yeah. You better claim it.
Well, let's see, not going to be a Houston takeover.
Yeah, not with L.A. sitting right here.
Let's see if somebody claim they sit. Shirley Strawberry.
Good morning, everyone. That's it. I'm from the
all
shy.
The way from Neiman Marcus, Saxon.
Oh, nah, don't
Bloomingdale.
Don't get it twisted. All ladies are from there.
Good morning, nephew. Hey, how you doing? Great news. I have some wonderful news to share. Go ahead and introduce Junior. I'm so excited.
You got good news
today? Yes,
I'm Shirley, you pregnant? Oh, you pregnant, sir?
Has it been on the news? Everyone would know.
Junior boy.
What's up, nephew? Morning, Shirley. Morning, Carla. What's up, Jay? Morning,
what
everybody.
Up, Junior?
Hey, go ahead, Jay Anthony, so we can get to find out what the baby gender is. Come on.
What up, Columbia, South Carolina, representing in the building, baby. You better know it.
Big D.
Denmark Tech represent. What?
What set you claim?
The so-and-so's a tailoring class, baby.
The pants with no pockets.
The so-and-so's.
Shout out.
So, Shirley.
Okay. Nephew was down at the Nesto was down at the mentoring camp all weekend. Uh-huh. Okay, uh-huh. So I thought I'd do something special for him.
Uh-huh.
So I cooked.
Gosh.
I cooked.
What?
I cooked. Yes, I cooked.
Well, where is he now?
Yeah. What? Yeah. Exactly.
I'm calling.
He's on his way back. So it's
So the food will be here when he gets
yes,
here.
Yes.
Okay. What did you cook?
I cooked tuna.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He in the hospital.
You
I cooked tuna with crackers and I boiled the eggs, of course.
But anyway, I cooked.
So he's gonna be so excited.
Made a dip, huh?
Yeah. He's gonna be so excited.
When did they release him from the hospital?
I'm so excited. All right, listen, coming up, truth be told, and we'll talk about summer vacation. I'm so excited.
Oh my God.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, listen. coming up, it's Truth Be Told with Junior. These are always funny.
Yeah. Yeah, Shirley. Morning, everybody.
What up, Junior boy? That,
what's happening?
Oh, nothing much. You know what, Carly? I'll tell you exactly what's happening. What? It's almost time for us to go to Essence.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Essence. Essence, baby.
Essence. Is coming up, man. Friday night, June 29th, main stage. I'll tell you, we're going to be out here tripping. And then, plus, I'm going to be the man on the street at Essence all weekend long.
Really?
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it, man.
Yeah, you see me? We're going to have all kinds. I'm going to show you how to do Essence is what I'm going to do.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. Essence is the player's trap. Players beware down there.
Yes, it
Don't
is.
Don't take your side piece to Essence, okay?
What happened, Jay?
Okay. Do not Hey, let me tell you something about Essence, okay? You take your main girl to Essence.
Why?
That's what you're supposed to do.
You're supposed to do that.
Spies are everywhere in Essence, baby.
I know that ain't Keith.
Keith.
I know he's not down here. I know that ain't Keith.
And beware, flight attendants will just show up. Don't ask me how I know. I just know, okay?
But what is that, the random shout-out to the flight attendants? What's
Man,
that?
They don't date flight attendants. They'll show up.
They fly for free.
They fly for free.
Oh,
they can get there in a heartbeat.
They can get there, okay?
I didn't know it was no 11:30 flight to Essence.
So you sound like this from experience.
No, I've heard. I've spoken to some people who've been through some things.
Yeah. Carla, what you going to be doing in Essence, Carla?
Well, I'll be there with my husband.
There you go.
Not your side piece.
Hey, really?
Sometimes he had to stay home. Go ahead, Carla.
He was so crazy. All right, I'll be at Essence Eats Experience. Now, this is going on in the convention center all 3 days, kicking things off June 30th through July 2nd. I'll be on the stage hosting with all of the celebrity chefs. Ooh, they picked the right woman for the job. God, I'm so like, what are you going to be eating? Shirley, in New Orleans? Girl. Oh, all the delicious food. So now we're less than 1 month away. So if you want to go to Essence Eats, you have to reserve your spot and register. Go to my Instagram page at Lips by Carla. I have all the details there. All right, Junior. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Listen, everybody. There's no more football right now, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't got no more basketball. Over Father's Day weekend, I watched some golf, right? And I'm sitting up here feeling, why am I watching golf and there's no Tiger Woods? And I'm just putting a plea out here for real. We have got to get Tiger Woods something white. I don't care if it's a white woman, white tee, little white lie. I don't know. I don't care if we get him an albino. He just needs something white. Did y'all see the video?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just saw the video.
Oh, yeah. You saw the dash cam.
Yeah, the field sobriety test. Worst field sobriety test ever done.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. With no alcohol. Yeah. I've never seen nobody fall off the white line that long. Then he missed his nose. But he was set up, y'all. I'm telling y'all, he was set up. Because anytime an officer asks you to say your ABCs without singing, what? What?
This is an outrage.
What? Set up, man.
What school did you go to where you can't say your ABCs? There's not an adult living who can't say their ABCs without singing. You mean to tell me, what do I do when I get to elemental P? Elemental P? Elemental P. You ever said Elemental P when I'm saying it? You got to.
No, I don't. No, don't say
you can't do that.
He was set up.
He was set up. It's not fair. Yeah. And I'm just telling you, this is the truth. I'm fighting for you, Tiger. We're going to get you back on this golf course because there's nobody black in golf without you. We have got to get him back.
Okay.
You can't take all them white women from him and expect him to do well. You can't do it.
He can't say
it. You cannot take that many white women from a black man and expect him to do well.
Really? No.
Well, look how good he was doing with the white women.
Yeah, he was doing really good.
He was outstanding.
You know how many green jackets he got?
He's black.
You know how many green jackets he got with all white women?
Nobody playing golf right now without Tiger Woods. Nobody.
Y'all look crazy.
I'm just telling you, just we got to get him back out there.
Yeah.
He just needs
some. He definitely needs some help. He needs a
white
friend.
Socks.
He's a white woman. That's all he needs.
He needs
some black friends.
Yeah.
That ain't gonna help because we don't play golf that well. Black people, you seen us out there on the golf course, just riding around the cart.
More for show and for style.
Yeah,
we look all. Good. We look good.
We look real good
for stunting purposes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I go for the no skill business. Set, but I look good too now.
Your gear is on point.
My gear is on point.
How many yards? How many fences we done hopped on the golf course?
You got white people looking. Where'd you get those shoes from?
With the gator toe.
Where you get the gator toe?
Jay Anthony, oh my God, you've got golf pants with no pockets.
None. You've got to do that.
Wow.
Okay, so that's truth be told.
That's truth be told.
Thank you, Junior. Thank you. Good to know what's on your mind. Good to know what's on your mind.
Get him something white, Charlie. Some white noise.
You need something white.
What are you guys doing this summer? I mean, I know we have to work, but when you're on vacation.
My best summer vacation was the time my grandmother took us to Chicago, Illinois, on the bus.
Oh, yes.
It's so much
on
fun.
The bus?
Oh,
on the bus.
From South
Columbia,
Carolina?
South Carolina. We caught the bus.
What's that, Greyhound?
How many days was that?
About two days. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All our food was in a shoebox because there were no coolers or nothing like that.
Oh, okay.
And we were dressed. My cousin and I. My,
what year was this? There were no coolers?
Oh, this is a long time ago.
Did you say shoebox?
Shoebox. Yeah, in a shoebox. With wax paper on, lined in wax paper.
Oh,
and we were dressed in very cute sailor outfits.
They really?
I wish I had those pictures. We went to see my cousin Francis, who I did not know was gay.
Until
like 20 years ago. Best trip ever. Best trip ever.
It took 2 days to get there, Jay.
Yeah. 2 days.
How was the train ride? Did you like the train?
No, it was a bus.
How was the bus? You like the
fun.
Bus?
Yeah. A lot of fun. That's my car. That's my car.
Oh, you played That's My Car all the way
all
there?
The way
that was that a Greyhound bus?
Yeah,
it's
a Greyhound.
I hate to ask, Jay, what year was this?
1905.
Sounds bad. No coolers.
I'm never sharing again.
It's time for Run That Prank Back. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Listen, Miss Ann is back. So coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with our headlines and our national news. Welcome back, Miss Ann. And we're going to talk about what actor, a friend of yours, I think, Jay, you know him. We all know him, though.
Faison Love.
Yeah. What he said about Tupac's death. Wait till you hear this.
Yeah, wait till you hear this.
Did. We'll talk about that coming up at the top of the hour. But right now, nephew, it is on you.
Run that prank back. We got a Raymond in the closet. Run that prank back. That's classic.
Come on, Raymond.
That's classic. Come on, Raymond.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, who there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, barely. Who's there?
This Raymond.
Man, speak up. I can't hear you. Who?
This is Raymond.
Man, speak up. I can't hear you. Who is this?
Raymond. Raymond.
Raymond.
Veranda is my sister.
Veranda, brother?
Yes.
What's up? What's up, man? What's up?
Somebody done broke in our house. They in the house right now. I'm in the
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Man, I barely can hear. What you saying? Somebody done what?
Somebody done broke in our house.
Well, why the hell are you whispering?
Because they in the house right now. I'm scared.
Wait a minute. You saying somebody done broke in the house and they still in there?
Somebody done broke in the house. I'm in the house now.
Hold on. Wait a minute. You saying somebody done broke into your damn house and they still in there?
Yes.
What the you doing sitting up in there? Why you ain't call the police?
I'm in the closet. I'm in the closet and I'm trying to get somebody to...
Hold on.
I don't know what to do. I don't know.
Man, you saying somebody in the house, in your damn house right now?
I don't know what to do.
Oh, this up. Okay, where you live at? Where you live at?
I'm on 36th Street.
Because I'm at 32 and a half. You know what? Hold on. I'm going to call the laws now.
Wait a minute.
Man, you know what? What?
Wait a minute. Don't call the police.
You send your in a house, somebody finna sit up here finna kill you, and you talking about you don't want them arrested?
We got some illegal stuff in the house. Don't call nobody. Wait a minute.
Now, you saying, hold on. You saying don't call the damn law. You have some what in the house?
Don't call nobody because we got it. I got some illegal stuff in the house. Don't do it.
Man, what the you got in the house? man, you know what? This is bad, Doc. You know what? You send your up in there. That's probably why they in that house. Now, you done set your up in the house. That's who in there now. That's, I guarantee you that. What you got in there?
I can't say it. I just want you to help me.
You know what, man? Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you the best thing to do. Even though the people in your house right now, you need to just let me call the... Man, you need to let me call the damn law. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you can't get your money.
Don't do that. Don't call.
But you know what, man? I'm going to tell you now. You don't stay down there. I'm going to tell you now. I can call the law.
I can call the law.
Hold on. I can get my wife to call right now.
Don't call her, please. Don't call her. Because it's too much illegal stuff in the house. Don't do it, please.
Don't call the police. Man, but I'm going to tell you something, man. Honestly, I can't do a thing because I ain't going to go down there. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This fool's in a pit telling me don't even call the damn law. You know what, man? Look at here, Doc. I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't going to go down there. I'm going to tell you right down now. You know what? Now, first thing I'm going to tell you now. Now, I ain't going to take my down there. First of all, they may be tapping my damn line. And I ain't got to do with this. You're going to get
they
your killed on your
don't,
own.
They
Doc,
don't.
Listen. Man, look.
They don't, they
you,
don't.
I can call 911. Hold on. Baby, look, go ahead and call her. Because you know what? You're finna get your killed out now.
And they don't know who you are.
I just need you, man. You know what? And I ain't finna stay on this phone with your so they can find out. Because you know what? I ain't getting in that. Man, you must be a damn fool. I ain't finna get in that one. So I'm gonna tell you what you can do. Doc, I call the law. I'm finna have my wife right now. You know what? You may not like it now, but you appreciate me later. Because you know what? You're finna get your monkey ass.
Wait a minute. Just whisper. I think they outside. I think.
Man, you know what? This is some crazy Doc, you done set your up.
Don't say nothing.
I'm going to call your sister for one.
Don't say nothing.
She's sitting up there talking about not calling the damn law. Damn, fool. You better keep your monk ass in that closet. I'm going to tell you right now, you're a damn fool. You walk out because I'm going to tell you now, they sure going to kill your stupid man, you know what? I ain't going to lie to you, man. The only thing I can tell you, damn, I can call the law. You finna go down. And I'm gonna tell you now, I ain't going down with you. I don't know why you really gonna call me unless you want some help. Cause I'm gonna tell you right now, I ain't gonna jeopardize myself nor my damn family over your around here. The only thing I could do, I could help you out in one way. I can call the law. Now my wife got a cell phone. What you want me to do?
Will you come get me?
You must be a damn fool. I'm not. Hell no, I ain't going down. But I ain't going. You know what, man? Look, I can't get in that. And my wife did not really call the police. I'm gonna tell you right now, they finna come.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Shut your damn mouth. Shut up. Shut up.
Can you
shut your damn mouth right now?
Can you hear me?
Shut up. They don't know when to hide. That's why they don't shoot the shit out of him. Don't peek out that damn door.
Can I say something?
Man, you need to shut your damn mouth.
This is Nephew Diamond from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know what?
You just got pranked by
man,
your boy
y'all
Wendell.
Some dirty.
You just got pranked.
Boy, y'all some dirty. I know damn well, man.
Dog, you just got pranked by your boy Wendell, man.
I'm sweating like hell sitting up in this damn house with drawers, old man. And you sit up here want to play with... Man, look at here, boy. I'm sweating like hell.
Why are you sweating?
You was finna die because I damn sure no one's finna come down to the house. That's for sure.
I know you weren't coming to the house. I heard it in your voice. I said, okay, you know what? He ain't coming to get me.
Man, I'm sitting up here right now. Man, I might need to take off from work, boy. I'm sweating like hell sitting up in here, Doc.
Hey, let me ask you something, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Can't be nobody but the Steve Harvey's Morning Show with none other than Nephew Tommy with his crazy.
Okay. Huh?
Steve Harvey.
Is it classic or no?
Yeah,
is it classic
it.
Or no?
I don't care how many times you hear it.
You cannot
love
hear
it
enough.
Yeah, you love it. You love that one.
Well, Stupid continues. It will be in Dallas, Texas on June 30th, Friday night, A Time to Laugh. MegaFest, baby. Get your tickets. They're on sale right now, hosted by yours truly. That would be me, Nephew Tommy. And then, of course, your headliner will be Cedric the Entertainer. Yes. And you can say Ceddie, however you want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going down June 30th. Tickets on sale right now. And July 22nd, Wilmington, Delaware. It is Southern Fried Comedy. That's me. That's Junior. That's our boys from back home. We are in Delaware.
Oh, wow.
Putting it down. July 22nd. I think I missed one. It is Charleston, South Carolina, July 15th. That's it. That's it. Charleston, South Carolina, July 15th.
All right. All right, nephew. Doing your summer thing.
Yeah,
all right, you
summer
all,
run.
You all hear what Dr. Dre did?
Did he come with it or what?
He has agreed to donate $10 million. You know he's got so much money. He's in the billions now. Anyway, he's agreed to donate, with a B. He's agreed to donate $10 million to the Compton High School.
That's so cool.
All right.
Yes, to Compton High in order to help build a performing arts complex. The LA Times says the Compton Unified School District confirmed Dre's massive contribution to the school's arts program last week. Dre said, my goal is to provide kids with the kind of tools and learning they deserve. I love that. I love that. I love that.
Love all right, Dre. For everybody.
All right, Miss Ann is here with today's national news coming up. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Miss Ann is standing by with our national news. She is back. And did you guys hear? We talked about this earlier. I mentioned it about Faison Love. If you don't know who Faison Love is,
I know Faison very well.
Big Good Worm and Friday.
Big Worm.
I know you guys know him.
Parenthood.
Yeah, he was in the Parenthood with Robert Townsend. Mm-hmm. And then he's on Real Husbands, Real Hollywood with Kevin Hart. All right,
and
so that's who Faison.
That dude behind
at the airport.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, anyway, so that's who Faison. That's Faison Love, okay? Well, anyway, Faison has said that Snoop Dogg could have saved Tupac's life because of his gang ties. Here it is. Take a listen to this, Faison.
I always felt when Pac died, it was because Snoop could have stopped that whole thing. I mean, because like I said, Snoop was a Crip, and Pac offended some Crips doing some gang set off a whole chain of events. You know, in LA don't get mad, they get even. So, you want a real Pac story? That's my Pac story. Pac would be alive today if he had to stay allies with Snoop and not cross Snoop.
Oh,
really? Wow. Everybody has a theory. Everybody has something to say about
that. I think
had
he not come to LA, he would still be alive. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, Vegas, right?
I mean, but the whole trip, the West Coast.
Yeah. Well, the movie's out. All Eyes on Me, and Tupac was recently inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So a lot of people are talking. You know, that strikes up that conversation again. So people are talking about it. The movie stars Demetrius Shipp Jr. It is in theaters now. I saw the movie. Go
you
check
like
it
that?
Out. Yeah, I did. He did a great job. That young man. He really did. I was impressed. Yeah.
So did Snoop have a response to this, to Faison?
I haven't seen or heard anything that Snoop says. The last thing I heard about Snoop was that he and Martha Stewart were coming back with their show. That's it.
Snoop had a response. For real? Yeah.
I will tell you this. In the movie, when Snoop's character came on screen, the crowd went wild.
Yeah, they love Snoop.
Everybody loves Snoop. Yeah, I will say that about. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, all right, nephew, let's go.
Well, you know what? I didn't get that though. I never thought
you didn't
that
get
when Faison said that, I was like,
I didn't understand why he said that.
Yeah, that.
They asked him. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked him something, and that I guess that's what
one
he
thing about Faison. If you ask him a question, you're going to get an answer.
Whether you like the answer, whether not, whatever.
I don't know. No, never Faison.
He's going to say something. I used to say that about my child all the time.
I love Faison. He will answer your question, man.
And he give out grown man ass whooping. That's what I like about it.
What's wrong with you and violence? What's not up?
I just saw a great video where he gave out a grown man.
He was at a mall or something?
He was at
an airport where his car was being, the guy tried to overcharge him or something like that, and said some words that he shouldn't have said to a grown man.
Younger brother said something. That's when young man run into older man.
Yeah.
When you see that real
much lighter man to a heavier man.
When is the time, though, when you older guys let stuff go?
I don't get physical. Yeah, because I don't want to get beat up.
Face on, let it go. It's just two words that really have a strong reaction.
Come on, Tommy, introduce Miss Ann.
The one and only, the talented with national news, our beautiful Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Ms. Ann, welcome back.
Thank you so much. Well, I'm back, and here we go with the news, which is always there, isn't it? Mm-hmm. All right, starting in Seattle, everyone, there's said to be more questions than answers in Seattle in the wake of yet another police killing of a black person. This time was a black woman who was several months pregnant. Authorities claim that when they went to 30-year-old Charlena Lyles' apartment because of a report of a burglary, Charlena Lyles, the person who called the police in the first place, ended up shot dead by them. Cops claimed that when they arrived at the apartment, they were confronted by a woman holding a knife. Her family says the victim was pregnant, clearly upset, and was holding scissors. And they say she didn't charge the police or anything, that neither her children who were in the apartment nor the police involved in her killing were hurt. So they're still trying to figure out, well, why did you shoot her dead?
Jeez.
The American college student released by North Korea after spending 17 months in detention in that country has died. The parents of Otto Warmia, sad story, student at the University of Virginia. Mm. He was in a coma, unable to see, speak, or understand. Mm. They say that, quote, torturous treatment of their son at the hands of North Korea is the reason he's dead. And Donald Trump agrees.
He spent a year and a half in North Korea. A lot of bad things happened. But at least we got him home to be with his parents, where they were so happy to see him, even though he was in very tough condition.
Warmier had been sentenced to 15 years hard labor for just stealing a propaganda poster. He was released to his family only last week. He died in his hometown of Cincinnati. Senate Republicans have only 2 weeks to meet the deadline they set up for themselves to vote and pass a new health care bill. However, Democrats and even some Republicans are criticizing what's going on because they say the GOP leadership is putting the whole thing together in secret and legislators don't even know what's in it. Okay, voting starts this morning in Georgia for the special election to fill the congressional seat left behind by Tom Price, who is now President Trump's Health and Human Services Secretary. It's an area that Trump barely won in the election, so Democrats are hoping to flip it. They poured a lot of money in there, but so have Republicans. The prosecutor in the Bill Cosby sexual assault trial vowing to retry his case. They have a year to do that. Excessive heat warning still out for parts of four states. Stop it. Utah, California, Nevada, and Arizona. Meanwhile, tropical storm warnings posted today along the Gulf Coast of Louisiana and Alabama. Happy belated birthday to two new June bugs, Beyonce and Jay-Z's twins. They're said to be fraternal, a boy and a girl. Lady B told Entertainment Tonight that to give birth is a miraculous experience.
To be able to experience bringing a child into this world. If you're lucky and fortunate enough to experience that, I would never, ever take that for granted.
She's such a sweetie pie. Today, World Productivity Day, New Identity Day, and National Ice Cream Soda Day.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Oh, don't tell me that.
Yeah, get it all in there,
God,
baby.
Let it
beware. Now back to Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, the butterfly is coming up, but I got to say this. Also coming up is Ask the New Guy. We're going to go to the phones. Jay has been here about 3 days or so, and somewhere along in there. And if you have any questions for him, the legendary comedian.
How many
comedian,
days I've been here?
Three, four days, yeah.
You eating up my time.
Max. Anyway, if you want to ask Jay some questions, the legendary comedian that he is, 877-29-STEVE is the number. All right, Butterfly, usher it on in.
Can I introduce the Butterfly?
Yes.
Please put your hands together for the one and only Butterfly.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Thank you, J. Anthony Brown. That. Good morning, Carla, Shirley, Junior, J. Anthony Brown.
Good morning.
Tommy,
good morning
too. It's just a pleasure to be at work.
Morning, Butterfly.
Morning, Butterfly.
Flap on, brother.
All right, this is Tipsy Tuesday. So anyway,
is it?
Well, later on, this is my tipsy day. This is when I get tipsy, and I drink my Shirley Temples with a splash of Tito's. But anyway, so here's the deal. They're getting ready to do a new stage play, Scarface.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you know what role I'm going out for?
What?
What role?
Who?
What'd you think?
Scarface?
The lead?
Tony.
You go,
Tony.
Tony Montana? Tony up in here. I'm finna go out for Tony.
Tony Montana?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I buried those cockroaches. You know, you can't say hello to my little friend. Uh-huh. Oh, I can't wait. But I've been working on. Right, he's one of my monologues I've been working on.
Okay.
I never messed up with anybody in my life that didn't have it coming to him. You got it. All I have in this world is my cojones, and I don't break them for nobody. Do you understand? That man up there, I never like him. I never trust him. But all I know, he had me set up and had my friend Angel Fernandez killed. But you know what? That's history. I'm here. He's not. Now, do you want to go out with me? You say it. You know, you make a move.
Butterfly, why do you sound like you're out of breath?
I get so excited, you know. But Shirley, can you see me behind them double doors? And I get this big gun, and I'm gonna say this, Shirley. I reload it.
Let me see, Al Pacino.
And you, Butterfly as Tony Montana. I don't see it.
Oh, it's gonna be good. Say hello to the bad guy. You know, I can't wait. But I'm gonna make y'all so good. Y'all, okay. Hold on, I gotta kiss my breath.
Okay, breathe. Yes, you're so out of breath.
Okay, yeah. 3, 2, 1. Okay. All right.
You need to watch the movie again. You're a little hey, rusty.
Exactly.
You need to watch it one more time.
I reloaded.
Okay. And it's okay. I reloaded.
Okay. I reloaded. Say hello to the bad guy. I'm Tony Montana, terrible. A political refugee from Cuba.
Now I gotta watch the movie again.
As the new guy is coming up, Butterfly, 877-29-STEVE, Jay will answer all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time. The time is here to ask the new guy. The new
How long
have
I been here?
You've been here?
6 weeks?
About six days, something like that. Yeah, a little over a week or so.
Enough to be new. You've been here long enough to be new.
Yeah. That's right.
That's what we asking the new guy.
Yeah. And, you know, people want to talk to you. You know, they don't know you really, Jay. So let's go to the phones if you have a question for Jay. 877-29-STEVE. Here we go with line 3. Let's talk to Rosemary out of your hometown, South Carolina.
What up, Rosemary? How you doing?
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What part of South Carolina are you from?
I am not from here originally, but I live in Rock Hill.
Ooh, I know that little country town. Ooh, yeah, been there. A lot of fun in that very country. What you need to know about from the new guy? What is it you need to know?
Oh, I forgot to ask you this question. What do you did you watch CNBC on Sunday?
No, what happened? What was it about? I didn't see it.
Oh, you missed it. Reverend Al Sharpton was talking about, I'm going to put it in the correct form, but I'm going to break it down to you in the street form. He was talking about cannabis, better known as marijuana, better known as weed.
Mm-hmm. You ain't got to break that down for me.
Okay.
Nobody on this show.
What was the reverend talking about it for?
What was the reverend talking about weed for?
What he was talking about is the diversity, a lack thereof. And he was talking with a good friend of mine named Wanda James, who's out in Denver, Colorado. She is the owner and only, notice I say only, black owner of a dispensary out there and grow.
Is that the lady who quit her job on the air? Is that her?
No, sir. That's Charlotte Green.
Yeah, I know you. Yeah, okay.
You know all the weed people.
Yeah,
you know all the weed people.
You know all the weed people, right?
Who left jobs?
Yes, I should. I'm the president of Minorities for Medical Marijuana out here in South Carolina. They have the main office is in Florida, in the Orlando area, with Roz McCarthy. So,
could you say who you are again?
My name is Rosemary Wallace.
And you are the what now?
I am the president of Minorities for Medical Marijuana South Carolina chapter.
I need to get your number, okay?
So they got fraternities and sororities.
That's not a problem. I've been trying to contact you now for exactly.
I'm the one. Well, we've made contact.
Hey, hey, hey!
All right.
right. Thanks. Thank you for calling.
Wow. Okay.
We have another one, Shirley.
Thank you. Yeah, let's go to Tamiko on line four, Kat.
Hey, Tamiko, what's up?
She's from Virginia.
Club? Yes,
yeah.
Did
not know that.
Who knew? Who knew?
Hello?
Tamiko is her name.
Yes, hello. Name? Good morning.
Hey, Tamiko, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. My question is, what was your initial inspiration behind Murder the Hits? I know they just had me hollering when I
Well, when I was on that other show, what show was I on?
Yeah.
That other show. You call it the other show.
Yeah. Move along with the shade.
When I was on the other show, he was looking for a segment for Friday, and it started in L.A. when we just came up with this concept of taking the songs, changing the words. We called it Murders of Hits, and the rest is history. And Steve liked it, so we do it here. That's how it came about.
Yeah, it's not done over there anymore.
Yeah, you hear it. I'm not there anymore. I'm here. I was over there, but now I'm here.
And you're the new guy.
And I'm the new guy. Been here about how many days now?
I think seven and some change. Seven and some change.
Be new. That's what I need to know.
And we'll have a new one for you every Friday. How about that?
Oh, that's what's Thanks. Up. And I'm grateful that you're there.
I'm more grateful than you. Trust me.
Thank you, Tamiko. I love your name, girl. Tamiko, I love that name. Let's go to line one, new guy, and talk to Chauncey out of Texas.
What up, Chauncey?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
How can I help you?
Hey, I was wanting to ask Jay, you know, it's going to segue into the woman that was asking about the Murders of Hit. Mm-hmm. I want to say to Jay Anthony that, Jay, I hope that you remember doing a comedy in between on The Price is Right when Bob Barker was there. You made up a song about me during the question and answer session, and I was a manager.
Hold on, sir.
Hold on. We gotta go.
I've had too much weed to remember that.
Prank phone call coming up. Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after the hour, get ready for today's Strawberry Letter subject, my dad's wilding out in Mexico. But up next, nephew, take it away.
All right, y'all got to buckle up for this one because, you know, it's a little different, okay? This is employee insurance.
I love it.
Oh, okay.
Employee insurance.
We all need that.
Yeah,
okay.
Y'all get that.
Uh-huh. All right, but listen to it, though.
Okay. It's called insurance. This is Joseph. How can I help you?
Yeah, Joseph, how you doing, man? I got you.
Doing good.
Your number, somebody gave me your card, told me you have an insurance company, you might be able to help me.
Absolutely. We'll love to help you. We'll love to help you.
Okay. Listen, I'm seeking some insurance. Now, what all insurance do you guys have? What all do you all cover?
Oh, we have automobile insurance, we have home insurance, we have life insurance, fire, flood. We have everything. What type of insurance you were looking for?
Okay, well, see, I need, I have my own business, my own company.
Oh, that's good. Entrepreneur, I like that.
Okay, what I'm trying to do, man, is I'm trying to make sure I have insurance for the people underneath me.
Oh, okay, your employees.
Yeah, exactly. I want my employees to be insured.
Okay.
You know, like if something happens to them, they can get workman's comp. You know what I mean? I want to be able to accommodate them that way. Are you able to help me out with something like that?
Yeah, I am able to help you. I just need to ask you a few questions. How many employees do you have?
Right now, I got six. Well, I got four that's working full time.
Mm-hmm.
I got two that work predominantly on the weekends.
Okay.
So I got. Right. Let me think real quick. I got Cinnamon. I got Ice. Jasmine. I got Thunder.
I'm sorry, sir. Tell me your name again, sir. What was?
Smitty.
Okay. What type of business do you have, sir?
I'm more of a I'm a PC, and
I'm sorry, PC. Personal consultant?
No. I'm pretty close though. Pretty close. That's pretty close. I'm a pleasure consultant, and what it is, I got.
I'm sorry. Did you say pleasure consultant?
Right. What that is, man, is you know, I pleasurize people that want to be pleasurized. Like I have girls that may dance for you. Some may come by and do other things for you.
Whoa,
after parties, private parties, that kind of thing.
Are you trying to? Are you trying to insure strippers or call girls?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to insure what I'm trying to insure. I mean, I give all my girls 1099s at the end of the year.
I don't know what. This is an insurance company. This is a reputable company. We don't insure call girls or strippers.
Sir, I'm trying to insure my product. I mean, the way the economy is right now, everybody got to look out for themselves. But I got to insure what I need to insure, so in case things go bad, man, I can bounce back on that. You understand?
I understand that, sir, and I do understand.
I mean, I'm a businessman just like you are.
Sir, but we don't insure call girls, strippers.
So hold on. I got your card, man. You're trying to tell me that now you can't give me no insurance?
We can't insure call girls or strippers. Okay. Tell me this. What type of duties do they perform?
Well, I mean, what you mean? What kind of duty? I mean, they dance.
Well, on the application, I have to put down what type of duties do your
We're gonna put down exotic dance. You know, and see, since they are there for people that like need to have some personal attention, man. You know, we just put something else down, like you know, counseling. You know,
are these prostitutes? You want to insure prostitutes?
I'm not saying that, man. Stop saying that. Don't say that no more. That's not what I'm saying.
That's what they are. Sir.
Well, why don't you put down PC, man? Why don't you put down pleasure consultant for them, man?
Pleasure consultant, sir. We don't do that here. I don't know how to help you, sir. We don't do that here. You can't insure a prostitute.
Did I tell you don't say that no more? I told you. This right here is a PC. It's a pleasure consultant. Now, somebody that gave me this business card and told me that you'll be able to take care of me, and now here you is coming back saying you can't. See, this one is starting to be some for Smitty now.
Sir, you don't have to refrain from using that language.
No. They telling me that you are able to insure me, man. Now,
yes, sir. We are able to insure
you. You're the one coming back with some bogus right here,
listen,
dog.
Listen, we don't insure any type of ghetto mess, prostitutes, call girls. That's some street junk that we don't do here.
Hey, man, listen. I was told you can insure me, and guess what? You go insure me. I'm finna go back and forth with you, Doc. I'm finna come down there to your office. I want these papers filled out so I can sign them. So I can
come
have
my
girls.
Office. Look, man, we don't insure no prostitutes or no strippers. Okay, so we don't do that. And you're not gonna come down to my office with this ghetto mess. We don't do that.
Who do you think you hollering at, man?
You don't know who you're fooling with. Now don't let this corporate over the phone corporate voice fool you, because I can get gangster.
Hey, man, I don't know who you think you are.
Now, we don't do that here.
Hey, man, look, let me tell you something. I'm on my way down there, okay?
Sir, do not come to this office.
Excuse me? Do not come
to this office.
I'm coming to the office. You're going to insure my girls for me. Now, somebody gave me your card and told me you can take care of me on the low, and that's what you're going to do. Now, I need my damn insurance for my girls, dog. That's all I'm trying to get out of you.
Don't you bring your up to my steps with this. We don't do it, and I will not. And if you bring your up, and you're going to get your what?
Hey, man, I got one. Who the fuck you talking to?
I'm talking to you. Now, I tried to be nice, and I tried to be professional, but this is some. Don't you bring your up to my office, or I'm going to kick your. You ain't cinnamon and throw all them up there.
Hey, man, I got one more thing I need to say to you. You listening?
Yes. What you got to say to me, dude? What the. I do not insure prostitutes, okay? What do you have to tell me?
I got to tell you this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill that boy. God. I'm going to go postal. I cannot believe that put me up to this. Boy, y'all got me.
Let me ask you this here, man. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That's kind of insane.
Oh, my God.
Tommy. That's the real insane.
You play too much.
You make me so nervous. Yes.
You know, and I'm thinking about, you know, Shirley and Carly getting insurance on y'all. You know,
we have insurance at the job. We're good. Uh-huh. Your uncle took care of it.
But I'm trying to get y'all some side. Y'all don't see side work when it's being offered to you?
No.
Side
not
worse.
This kind of side work. No.
What kind of job will we be doing?
I'm not going to have that conversation.
Hey!
June 30th, Friday night, Dallas, Texas.
All of the men on this show.
Every single one of them.
MegaFest will be off the chain. Tickets are on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. That is MegaFest. It's called A Time to Laugh, hosted by yours truly. And the headliner is Cedric the Entertainer. July 15th, Charleston, South Carolina. The nephew is coming to town. And then July 22nd, Wilmington, Delaware. It is Southern Fried Comedy. That's me, that's Junior,
what?
And all our boys from back home. You do not want to miss it. That show is straight ignorant. That's Southern Fried. Well, you on your way.
Mm-hmm.
Outside right. Philadelphia.
Come on, you forgot the other one, Tommy.
Which one?
Charleston.
Charleston.
Same one he forgot last
time. I said Charleston.
He did say Charleston.
I said Charleston.
See there, Junior, I told you.
I told you too,
okay.
That's so silly.
Phoenix, Arizona can typically handle the heat, right? But temperatures mm-hmm. this week are expected to be hot enough to ground planes at Sky Harbor Airport. Temperatures what? In Phoenix could top 120 degrees.
Oh, my God.
Woo! That's this true. Week, and they're going to break all-time records. Yes, yes,
you
Donnie.
Should live there. You know why? You could take your food and put it in a pot and just take it outside. And it'll cook for you. Then you don't have
what?
To do nothing, Shirley. I'm just you could cook out on the driveway.
Hey, I'm
too
there. I'm booking the flight. The extreme heat has prompted American Airlines to warn passengers who are booked on flights scheduled to depart between 3 and 6 p.m. about the possibility of their flights being delayed because planes are not allowed to take off in temperatures of 120 degrees. Yes. That is crazy, right?
That's crazy. I've never heard that before.
120?
That is so crazy. Oh, my God. 120 degrees?
You ought to have a right to walk around naked, really. You really should have a right.
In the
okay,
airport
with some sunblock on. I'm just saying.
All right. We'll be back at the top of the hour with your favorite jam and with your strawberry letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Let's get ready for it. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Buckle
are
up.
Are you?
I'm here. I'm ready. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you, strawberry letter.
My dad's wilding out in Mexico. That's the subject today. Yes, exactly, nephew. Dear Steve and Shirley, I'm 25 years old and my emotionally fragile dad is 56. Recently, my dad had a midlife crisis and quit his federal job and moved to Mexico. At first, he was partying and having wild sexcapades daily. And after doing this for about 5 months, he called to tell me that he fell in love and he's getting married. Despite his foolishness, I was happy for him until I found out that his fiance is 22 years old. She has 4 kids and they communicate through an app since she speaks no English and he speaks no Spanish. The worst part is that she was a prostitute and that's how they met. Then he confessed, I love it. Then he confessed that he spent his entire 401k on her and her friend at a strip club.
Yes.
He plans to marry this woman, leave her 4 kids in Mexico, and move home to live with my grandma for a year. I called my grandma and told her everything. The wedding was scheduled for last week, but had to be postponed because he found out that his name is misspelled on his birth certificate. I praised God for intervening. My dad thinks they are in love, but I'm afraid that once this girl gets what she wants, she'll leave my dad. I love my dad too much to watch him be this stupid. What can I do to stop this? Please help me. I don't think there's anything... Thank you, nephew. Thank you so much for adding some color to this craziness.
Yeah.
All right. I really don't think there's anything you can do because your dad is certainly old enough to know better. He's just not doing better. He knows, even though you did say he was emotionally fragile. The sad part is there's nothing you can do. He's a grown man. I know he's your dad and you love him and you want to help, but he's making his own choices right now, albeit very bad, bad choices. But he's not listening to you. He's not listening to anyone. And I doubt very seriously if he's going to be able to move in with grandma, with this woman who used to be a hooker and all of that. He's just not making smart decisions right now. His life is in a downward spiral, although he doesn't know it yet. The best you can do right now is just to keep praying and hoping that God continues to intervene when he did, when he, you know, has something to do, you think, with the misspelling of his name on the birth certificate. But this is really crazy. I mean, your dad's throwing his whole life away on this woman, and he already threw his retirement away. So you got to keep him in prayer because he's a grown man. You have to keep him in prayer. Jay, what you got?
I like the math on this. The math is, how old is he?
He's 56.
And the lady is how old?
She's 22.
56 goes into 22 how many times?
Twice.
As many times as it can. That's what I'm talking about.
I was like, what?
Right,
I don't
there.
Know.
Right.
It can't
there.
Go into 22.
56 goes into 22 as many times as Papa can do it. Papa don't, Papa don't, Papa don't. Yes, Papa do. You know what I'm talking about? You get one time to enjoy yourself. What man I know that definitely don't want a woman that wants a woman that can't speak English? Every man wants a woman.
She used to be a prostitute.
I don't care what she used to be. Every man speaks no English at all. So she can't talk back. Because I don't know what you're talking about.
This is crazy.
Yeah, make sure Papa has a prenup. Make sure his will is all tightened up and everything. Let Papa enjoy himself, please.
He has nothing. He has nothing.
This is his life. This is Papa's life.
Good.
I'm with Papa on this one. Go ahead,
no.
Papa. Enjoy yourself, man.
No.
What say you, Junior?
Idiotic decisions. Come on, guys. Junior, you want to go next?
My
oh, Tommy.
Friends, drive a low rider.
Oh, that's his jam now.
All right,
I think
Tommy, I think
y'all missing the boat on this.
Mm-hmm.
You always say that.
I think there's something here that you all are not realizing is right there in front of your face. Come on now. Let's look at this. This goes to show you. You don't have to speak the same language to find love. Huh?
What's love got to do with this letter right here?
This is love. And let me tell you, I don't condone prostitution. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but at least the girl is working. Okay? Okay, I do not condone prostitution. But she trying to pull a weight, Shirley. She trying to bring some money in. Okay?
And some money through the house. Chase.
Yes. You bring some money. See, I bring some money. Yeah. See.
Poppy.
Yes.
You need some money. Yeah.
See,
yeah.
Papi.
Poppy.
Yes.
Poppy.
Okay, there come a time when, you know, a strip club is necessary. And I understand the man blew his whole 401k. But
yeah,
that goes
retirement.
But Shirley, isn't he allowed to do that?
No. As 56, what is he going to do now?
You say C.
Chase.
Say it. Chase. See, you don't speak no English over here. Say, see.
Chase.
See, I'm a black woman. You know we have.
See, that's your problem right there.
Something to
see,
say.
You're talking back. You're talking back.
Papa don't
all I
want to
see is mucho gracias. Say it. Mucho gracias.
Shirley, say mucho gracias.
Shirley, say mucho gracias.
Mucho gracias.
Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about.
El
Negro. No English around here. I love the fact that they don't speak the same language, but they speak the same body language.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's about to get married. It's body language. It's love. Mm-hmm. This is love. This is real
love.
But
this has to be the dumbest answer ever from you.
Sir, there would be days he would just look in her eyes. No me importa estar aquí, taquito. Aquito es lo que quiere. I don't care if they start to avoid me. I don't care what they do.
Like what you
I
say?
Don't care about anything else but being with you. Feliz Navidad.
That's all you know.
That's Merry
Feliz
Christmas.
Navidad.
That's Merry Christmas. Yes.
All that. You got to say all that at one time.
You got to say it all.
And all
hey, listen,
my friends Drive a low rider.
Chase, chase, chase.
Oh, man. Sorry, I fell out my chair. This full story.
All right, listen, we have part two of this. We want to hear from Junior as well, and we'll wrap up the letter when we come back. Oh my God.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go with part two of today's Strawberry Letter.
Chase, Chase, go right to hand.
Don't forget, if you have relationship issues, we do want to hear from you. We want to give you our advice. You can ask us. Just submit your letters to steveharvey.com, steveharvey.com, okay? Now, this letter, the subject is My Dad is Wilding Out in Mexico, written by a 25-year-old woman about her... about her 56-year-old dad, who's in love with a 22-year-old former prostitute with four kids that he wants to marry and bring back to
that
the
is
States
not the issue
to live with his mother for a year. This is a complicated, crazy story. He's in love. He's been down there wilding out, having these sex capades with these women, and he spent his 401k this dad did. All of this, the daughter is worried about him. She says he's emotionally fragile. He's only 56 years old, too. The dad thinks that he's in love with this 22-year-old woman.
He really
he
is.
Said, but the daughter says once she's afraid that once the woman gets what she wants, she'll leave her dad, and she loves her dad too much, and she hates to watch him be this stupid. So what can she do to stop this is her question in the Strawberry Letter. Yeah.
Oh, puppy.
So what are you saying, Junior?
Leave your daddy alone. I'm motivated to go to Mexico. I just booked my flight this weekend. I got to go down here and see what's happening. This is perfect. This is perfect.
He speaks no Spanish. She speaks no English.
And yet so they're getting it on.
Yeah, they communicate through apps.
Yeah.
Do you know how many men who have women who speak English and ain't getting a damn thing?
Understand when I ask for some and still don't get it.
Senior Junior.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Come on.
Senior Junior. Oh. Papi.
Pinata.
Yes.
Pinata.
What?
Yeah.
That don't go with
si solos cunando tenemos algo que decir.
Yeah, burritos and tacos on me.
Oh my
God. That's him though.
Yeah.
Caminete no he puentes, se has puentes a leanda.
Bull riding is good too. Yeah.
What are you saying? He doesn't understand anything. How do they papi communicate?
Ya la no la quiero el centro, pero te la ves la quiero.
Slap my behind too. I'm doing it myself.
Yes. Maybe it's uno, dos, tres, or cuatro.
No, what are you counting for?
No, I ain't got no felonies or nothing.
This relationship is doomed.
This relationship is working.
This is perfectly fine because she keep taking off clothes and she don't.
Señora Junior, Señor Junior. Mi asunto quién es capaz de amar con how you say esa entendida?
Yeah, I rubbed the queso on myself. That cheese, eh? Is that cheese?
Pass the mark in Trinidad.
What?
But Shirley. Huh? But wait, she said, "How do you say?" So she had an English moment.
Yeah.
It's Junior's is no high libro.
That's a book.
No high libro te malo que no tenga algo bueno.
Oh, well, get your three friends and come on in. Then they find
That's not what he said. I'm
that's
sure.
Exactly what he said.
Exactly what she said. What exactly what she said.
Oh, we need a translator.
We have one.
We don't need one.
We got one right here.
So yeah, los sopresos son air y van al ayer, or maybe quesadilla.
Okay,
quesadilla.
Cool. That's fine.
Quesadilla.
Yeah. No. What she said was, can I go down to the bank and get my 401k and spend it all on her? Yes, I can do that.
He did that already.
Yeah, I can do all that.
Ooh, papi.
Yeah, chi. Don't understand.
Stupid.
Well, we don't understand.
Oh, my God.
So, vamos?
Vamos, we go.
Yeah,
vamos?
That means, yeah, we're out. Yeah. All right, listen, Instagram me your thoughts at my girl Shirley, okay? Yeah. On this today's letter, my dad is wilding out in Mexico.
Nothing wrong with your dad.
There's nothing wrong with him.
Crazy.
Like, maybe margarita?
All right.
Let's
take a right turn, switch some gears here. You know the actor Mahershala Ali, who's on House of Cards, Moonlight, and all that. Well, anyway, he has graced the cover of GQ's latest issue. Can't wait to pick that up.
No,
he
whoa. So daddy's got a problem, but now you like this. Okay.
Okay. It's all about Mahershala right about now.
Go ahead, Mahershala.
In the article, he discussed race in America, how he's learned at a young age that his blackness was something people feared. He explained how growing up he would catch people hiding their rings from him in the subway. He said those experiences that you have from age 10 when you start getting these little messages that you are something to be feared. And even though he's a celebrity, Mahershala said that he still deals with racial profiling, especially with a Hebrew and a Muslim name. In case you didn't know, Mahershala is Hebrew and is actually short for, I can't even go there. But despite his all of his experiences, he still has high hopes for this country. He says he thinks African Americans have a very convoluted relationship with patriotism. The fact is, we essentially were the abused child. We still love the parent, but you can't overlook the fact that we have a very convoluted relationship with the parent. I absolutely love this country, but like so many people, have some real questions and concerns about how things have gone down over the years and where we are. And from a place of love, that's from a place of love, he says, because I want the country to be what it says it is on paper.
That's good, okay? Because everybody he runs into doesn't know he's a movie star, so he still gets.
I didn't know he was
racially profiled.
I didn't know he was Hebrew either.
Right? You didn't even know Hebrews before.
His name is a Hebrew name, Mahershala, he said. Yeah.
Wow. But on the elevator, when it's just him, he's black. Still a black man. He's a black man.
Yeah, absolutely. So pick up the latest issue of GQ. He's on the cover and read more of this article from Mahershala. Very
Ooh,
good article.
Fine,
yeah.
Sure.
I know.
But daddy can't have nobody. Okay. Yeah. I see how it goes now.
We love that.
Daddy can't go to
right
Mexico
there.
And find somebody.
Yeah, daddy
somebody
can't go to Mexico. But Mahershala. Mahershala.
It's Mahershala. Get it
right.
Mahershala.
Now, somebody didn't call him Mahershala before.
So, speaking of Mahershala, have you guys been watching House of Cards?
I'm on it. I'm all
I
over
started,
it.
I'm doing
I haven't started it yet. Yeah, he does.
I'm on a binge right now, y'all.
You watching it, House of Cards? Well, it's kind of hard to watch because it's kind of like Frances Underwood, Donald Trump.
Yes.
I'd rather have Frances for president, to be honest with you.
All right, listen, we'll be back with some stuff that happens to us when we were kids. We'll be back after this song.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so the majority of us, or all of us, have kids on this show. Junior, you're a great
Step
uncle.
Step it up, Junior. Come
you're,
on now.
You're a great uncle to your nephews.
He's a good uncle.
Yeah, you're a great uncle to your nephews. Well, listen to this, guys. According to a recent survey, millennials buy a lot of stuff online, and that certainly proves to be true. And they don't step into the brick-and-mortar buildings anymore like we used
to. All online.
We do. They buy it all online. Amazingly, more than half of their total purchases last year were made online. More than half. So they might buy most things online, but what they don't buy everything online. 62% said they plan to buy their next car in person at a dealership.
Yeah, you can buy anything you want online.
Yeah, what?
I can't stand the millennials. I ain't gonna lie.
What? Careful.
We have millennials, Tommy.
We got millennials that listen.
We have, and we have millennial children.
No, no.
Okay. That's them the ones I'm talking about.
Your
the ones at my house.
Oh,
They didn't have the struggle we had.
I just think we should lock them all outside. Just. They don't do nothing we used to do.
They're entitled. They're entitled.
They didn't do anything. They didn't have chores. They have no chores.
Did you guys used to have to
I have chores?
Mop the floors?
Defrost the refrigerator?
I had to cut the yard, pull the weeds out of the flower bed, take the trash out.
We didn't have dishwashers back in the day.
I was the dishwasher. Yeah. The dishwasher and the go-getter.
Hey, what was the go-getter? What do you mean?
Him and them cigarettes, right?
Yeah. Run upstairs and get this. Yes. Yeah.
Quit running.
Or come
in
from
and
down
out.
The street and bring me some water.
Yes.
Yes.
Or change the channel.
Change the TV channel. That's the one right there.
That's the one.
But
right
you call me way down here for that,
man. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. What I couldn't do back in the day too.
What?
Okay, so when I had to wash the dishes, right? So when I washed the dishes, I had to wash them, dry them, and put them up.
Yeah. Right.
If I did not put them up,
you're
talking about
no.
that blanket to get pulled off me?
No. There's more to washing the dishes. It's wash the dishes, dry the dishes, put the dishes up, sweep the floor, take the trash out, and reline the trash can, because there wasn't no plastic bags.
Mop the floor.
Right.
Clean out the refrigerator. Wipe down all the cabinets.
With them old drawers?
Yeah.
Back in
and
the
then
day.
Okay, yeah.
Let me give you mine that got me. Let me give you one that got me in trouble.
What? Okay, go ahead.
My daddy came home 3 days straight, and I had not cut that yard.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then he came home late from work, like about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. This the fourth day now.
Oh, yeah. You still ain't
and
cut
I've been
it
coming in. I've been coming in late from track practice, so I ain't been able to really, really do it. Man, that fourth day. My daddy had me in the yard at 11 o'clock at night with a flashlight, cutting that yard. Man, this white guy next door said, hey, what's going on? Don't worry about what's going on over here. We cutting yards tonight.
And the other thing, Tommy, when Annie Lee Brown promised you a behind whooping, she never forgot.
But how about when they made you think they forgot?
Yeah.
To your point, Carla, earlier, in the middle of the night, you sleeping good, dreaming, all of that. They come in there, turn those lights on, snatch that
cover. Mama would always say, time to pay the piper.
but you know what, Jay?
We got our butts.
I didn't want my butt whooping to add up. I don't want you to stack it. You know? I want mine immediately. Don't put this with some more stuff.
Yeah.
No. Break mine up.
You try to negotiate the discipline, huh?
Remember, did I ever tell, I think I told you guys about the time that my mom had the belt and she was whooping me and I grabbed the belt.
And we
were doing a tug of war with the belt.
God.
And I accidentally let the belt go and my mom fell.
It wasn't no accident.
No, it wasn't an accident.
On purpose.
I would never. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. Honestly, it wasn't.
Okay.
But she thought it was.
Yeah.
Oh, you going to knock me down?
You going to knock me down? Yeah, because you knocked her down.
You going to knock me down.
Okay. Did y'all get hit in the mouth? Did anybody get hit in the mouth? Did you get popped in the mouth?
No,
I did. She would pop me in my mouth if I said something.
Yeah. See, I got knocked out cold.
She never slapped me or hit me.
What time you got knocked out?
Man, I got my mama out before.
My mama said, you're going to make me knock you into next week. And I said, well, book me for Thursday.
Ooh, I would have laid you completely.
Hey, man. One time I tried to defend my mama against my dad.
What do you mean?
Worst mistake I ever made. Got the beating of a lifetime. Then I was mad at her because I was in here for you.
But they back together now.
Yeah, now, they back now they back in love.
My mom punched me in the stomach so hard one time. I said something like, and I didn't see the right coming, man. I didn't see it. Right in the gut. Just knocked all the wind out of me, man.
And I think we're having this conversation because Shirley, you started the segment off. We were talking about millennials. And we were talking off air, just to let the audience know, we were talking off air about the difference in how we raise kids today and how we were raised and back in the day. Yeah.
Millennials.
We need to whoop them more, though. They don't get enough whoops.
These kids today are so entitled.
Yeah.
They're just entitled. They think they're supposed to have it. They just think
that.
Millennials
they don't understand hard work, how hard we had to work.
Yeah.
Just like we didn't understand how hard our parents worked.
The most embarrassing thing I remember was going to the laundromat to wash clothes. Tommy, you take all the dirty clothes and you put them in that big sheet.
And you walk
past everybody playing to go to the laundromat.
Oh, my gosh. And then
100J.
Saturdays, we had to clean the entire house
every Saturday.
We could never just go outside or watch cartoons. We had to clean.
But you know something millennials have never heard?
What?
Quit running in and out that door.
That's what I'm talking about.
They ain't heard that yet.
Letting all my air out.
understand.
I didn't have no idea.
Yeah, we had a front porch, and there were wood steps. We had a swing on it. I had to mop the entire mopping I hate.
And
we had to mop the porch. I had to mop the steps.
They had to do it, yeah.
You, the steps.
You had a certain amount of time if you opened that refrigerator door to get what you want and get out of there.
Yes.
No standing in that door.
Yes.
Letting that cold air out.
Yeah.
Do you remember water hose water?
Thank you.
Man.
You didn't know if it was filtered or not. God, you didn't know if it was filtered water. You just had
but
to
you got it. To turn it on, and it's a trick to it. You turn it on and let 30 seconds, let it run for 30, then that cool water kick in. That's when it get good.
All right, we'll be back after this break.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we were just reminiscing back in the day.
Back in the day.
Of, you know, how different it is now between how we were grown, we were raised and how we grew up to how the millennials with their entitled behinds.
Need
they
butt
they have it so, they have it so good.
They do.
Well, you know, our audience wanted to get in on it.
They
wanted a piece of this.
Let me get some of that.
Yeah, okay. So let's go to line one. They want to talk about it, too. Let's go to line one and talk to Terrell out of Tampa.
Terrell.
Good morning, good morning to the wonderful morning show. Listen, I got two things that kids today have never heard of. One, don't let the streetlights beat you.
Man.
And two, they have never heard that strange voice on the phone going, get off my phone.
For real.
Can y'all let other people use the phone? Oh, my God.
They don't know where that voice came from.
How about this one?
Talking away.
How about this one? Who are you talking to? Auntie in Chicago. Chicago? Boy, if you don't hang up that damn phone.
Long distance? Boy, you call somebody long distance on my phone?
That's it.
Or have you put in.
They tell you quick. You got 2 minutes because I'm waiting on somebody from the church to call me.
Have you ever put in an emergency call to somebody and they might pick
to
up?
See if the line was working. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I did that one time, and I thought my grandmother was going to lose her mind.
How about this, Tommy, y'all? Remember when the phone books came out and you sit on the porch to see if your name was in there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or how about this, Jay? When it's storming outside, sit still. Let the Lord
is at work.
Tommy still does that.
I still sit there. Turn that TV off. Get off that phone.
Get off that phone.
Yeah.
Sit still.
My grandmother would hang up the phone if it started raining or storming.
Oh, you don't play.
Middle of the conversation, she would just hang up the phone.
Look, or when it would rain and the sun was shining, that meant the devil
was beating his wife.
And I didn't even know he was married. I didn't. I'm like, when did the devil get married?
Somebody's
her name.
Terrell, thank you. Thank you, Terrell. We appreciate that. Let's go to line two and talk to Hesper. Hesper out of South Carolina.
Hesper.
Yes.
Oh, hey, baby. I'm sorry. How you doing?
I'm all right, and you?
You old school or you millennial?
I'm right at the cusp. I just turned 30 in May. But my mother is 70. My grandmother passed the other year at 94, so I was raised old school.
Okay.
I have a 14-year-old son. Last year, I put him out my house. I put him on my front porch. I told him, if you can't be respectful, if you're going to disrespect me, you can sleep outside. I made him a cot.
That's old school, right?
I
made him a cot. I put him a pillow out there, gave him some covers. The neighbor called the police on me.
The police came out.
Yes, the police came out, talked to me like I was a child. Told me I was a grown A woman and I should know better. Arrested me in front of my 4-year-old daughter. Yes. And charged me with a felony. Yes.
The boy was on the front. He was in the yard, right?
He was on the front porch.
On the property, yeah.
Yes.
There was no calling the police back then. Yeah,
the police would come out and help whoop your ass.
Right. He charged me with a felony. It cost me $4,000. I emptied everything I had.
Oh.
Yes. Lost the job as a result of it. Well, I'm sorry. I lost the job opportunity as a result of it.
And I'm waiting now for it to be expunged because it finally got it dismissed. But
oh, that's good.
How are
you do know that neighbor wouldn't. You do know that neighbor wouldn't be living next door no more. You do know that.
Listen, unfortunately, I'm still there. I'm trying to get into a place where I can buy a house so I can move because I can't deal with it anymore.
Oh,
but the police have been out to my house so many times over this. And, you know, he was not in any harm and any danger. And this man is no longer an officer. Within a year, he was no longer an officer. I don't know what happened, but nobody will let me tell my side of the story.
Oh, no. The only threat you could make back in the day was, I'm going to tell Big Mama. And you said that once.
Yeah. But listen, as a result, DSS is still in my life right now because of this.
No.
Yeah. Wow.
No, there was no calling the police back.
Good luck to you, baby girl.
Don't feel bad.
Yeah.
My mother put my nephew out. He said he didn't believe in God. She said, well, you can't live here.
Okay.
Oh, that'll get you put out.
For real.
That'll get you put out.
Yeah. I was laughing because he was homeless for a whole day. He called back that night. I think the Lord is real.
Let's go to line 7 and talk to T out of Texas.
T.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
All right. You old school with us?
Yeah, I'm old school with you. I wanted to piggyback on your You talked about the water hose. It was 2 tricks to the water hose.
Come on.
So remember, you had to get out there, like you said, and let the water run to let the hot water run first, right?
Yeah. Right.
And the fools that didn't know that, they got burnt by drinking the water first.
Right. Hot water first.
But then when the cool water came, you had to try to be one of the first ones to drink it because you only have about 30 seconds.
Because
coming back.
Yeah,
there was no
right.
going back in
warm.
The house to get water. You didn't go back in the house to get water. You
couldn't go back in.
You couldn't go back in. Once you went outside, you was out. No, you was out there.
You had one of them screen doors like we had. They would put the latch on there so you couldn't open it back up.
Yeah.
They could see you, but they wouldn't open the door.
Right, looking dead at you. That
little hook.
Exactly. One of the screen doors that the cat used to always jump on and hang on to.
Yes, definitely, man.
How old are you, baby girl?
That's old school.
Yeah, you had to fold the water hose to stop the water from running.
Yeah.
Put that kink in it. Put that kink in it. There you go, Jim.
Yeah. Nobody had that little nozzle. You never saw one of those.
They don't know nothing about that.
You could never turn it all the way off. About to tear your hand up.
Hey, did y'all have the slip and slide? Did you have that?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
But it was a hefty garbage bag.
There you go.
Slip and slide.
Slip and slide.
I remember, Jay. I remember when I thought you was balling when you had an above the ground pool.
In the backyard. Don't start. Don't get me started. It'd be leaves in the pool and everything. You know, branches, sticks. You kill yourself swimming.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. Or just, back, you know, turn on the water hose
and just
run through.
In your drawers. What? Fun time.
Oh, man.
All right, we'll be back after these jams, okay? We'll be
calls.
Back. Yeah, we like the calls.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. We just got into
this thing. We haven't stopped.
Reminiscing about,
still,
you know.
Still reminiscing.
Yeah, how we grew up versus how the millennials today are being raised and their entitlement and everything and the stuff, the torture we had to go through. Jay, quickly, you just told us one about the TV.
We weren't allowed to watch the television. We were on punishment. You couldn't watch the television, right? And so my mom said, you watching the television? We said, no. And then she'd feel the set to see if it was hot. And that way you could tell. TVs don't get hot anymore. But back in the day, they'd heat up the room.
Who needed a fireplace?
Turn the TV on. Oh, wow. I have one real quick, Shirley. Uh-huh. I have one. Uh-huh. Okay, guys. My mom, when I was punished, you know, when she put me on punishment, I couldn't talk on the phone. She would take all the phones out the house and take them to work with her. So I couldn't talk on the phone. And she would come home from work with her briefcase and a whole bunch of phones.
That's crazy.
Or they would tell you
not
to answer the phone, and then they test you, and they call.
Yeah.
And then if you answer the phone, didn't I tell you?
not to pick up this phone,
yeah.
What you doing on the phone?
All right, let's go to line 2 and talk to Brandon. Our audience is here for this one today. Brandon. Out of Virginia.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, man?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Hey,
we
Brandon.
Good, man. We reminiscing back in the day.
What you got, B?
Yes, sir. All right, so listen, right?
Now, my parents back in the day was real old school. So my mom would tell me, listen, before I whip you, I need you to take off all your clothes because I'm not going to whip what I paid for.
Ooh, that's
a naked whooping
The worst whooping I ever got was from the next door neighbor because my mother was sick that day. So she called the next door neighbor, Miss Addie. She said, could you come to him and beat him? And she put one on us, man. She did. She didn't play, man.
Miss Addie.
Yeah, Miss Addie. Yeah. So back then, everybody could beat you.
Oh, yeah,
it was open season on your behind.
Takes a village. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Woo.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, we're reminiscing old school versus new school. Okay, line five, let's go to Frank out of New York.
Hello?
Frank?
Frank?
Yeah.
Tommy?
Yes.
What's up, Frank?
Ain't nothing. Everything good.
We reminiscing, man. What you got?
What you got?
I got a few of them, but one of them is when me and my brother, we were teenagers, right? So my mama used to go to work. And every now and then, we'll sneak the girls in the house. And every now and then, she will bust us. And when she come in, she'd be like, uh-uh, y'all got to get up out of here. This ain't no hotel here. And but dig this. The crazy part about it, me and my brother used to be a little embarrassed. So we used to try to, like, talk. We used to try to, like, talk over her. So thinking that the girls didn't hear her, but they heard her. We'd be like, okay, mama, all right. But the girls, they don't hear her.
Yeah, you couldn't have company, man.
No, I couldn't have company unless my mama was at home.
No,
that's nobody. Right.
You could have talked to him through that window. Yeah. I can't come out right now. I'll be out there later on, though.
Remember asking your friends to ask your mama, could you come outside?
Oh, that was the worst.
That was the worst.
That was the worst. Yeah. And they would just say no just because you made your friend ask. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, no. Ooh. No, yeah. Okay, let's
they
go
try
to
that
line
now,
up.
Though. They try that. Still try that now work. Today. Yeah, Tasha tries that.
Okay,
now.
Let's see if we can quickly get one in. Line six, Shamika out of Virginia as well.
Shamika.
Yes.
Hey, baby girl, we got real quick, 20 seconds. What you got? Reminiscing.
Okay, so I would get beat with anything under the sun, anything that was close. Extension cord, broomstick.
Yes.
If you couldn't find any of that, I
would get. Hold on one second, baby. Hang on.
Yeah, after these jams, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, all this hour, we have been, we've been reminiscing old school versus new school because these millennials have it so good right now, they don't even know what we went through to get them here.
The struggle is real.
Yes, it is. And we were talking to Shamika on line six, Tommy.
Yeah, Shamika, I think she started out with extension cord. Shamika.
Yes.
Go ahead, baby. Run it by me one more time. Back in the day.
Yeah, so I was the type of person that got into a lot of trouble. So when it came time to getting the punishments and the beatings, she would beat me with an extension cord. If there was a broomstick around, I would get that. Mopstick, I would get that. Don't let it be any objects that she can throw, because I would get that too. I had to also go outside and get my own switch. I don't know if y'all remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
A nice one.
Better not coming in with that other one.
Don't bring back a little twig because you would get beat with that. And once that's done, she would go outside and get her own switch and come beat you with that, too.
Oh, yeah.
God, man.
Or braid three together.
And they justified it with spare the rod, spoil the child scripture.
Yeah.
And then when they got older, they didn't even remember any of this stuff.
She's a saint.
Yeah, they don't remember.
Now they pick up your kids and let them do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, thank you, Shamika.
I'll tell you something
right
like that,
they
Jay.
Spoiled the grandkids,
got,
right,
man?
Tommy?
Right.
I love my mom. I really do. I love her to death. Yeah. I love her to pieces. But if I could press charges, I would. I could press charges right now. They beat the mess out of me. Somebody should pay.
Somebody needs to go to jail.
Somebody needs to go to jail for this.
But look how you turned out, though.
Yeah,
such a nice
good.
Young
we
man.
We all turned out to be great people.
Yes.
Oh, you knew not to get in trouble. Oh, my God.
Oh.
No.
embarrass your. Now we embarrass our kids. Yeah. Back then, you could not embarrass
get
your parents.
Get off my good job and come down there for some foolishness. No.
Oh, my God.
Let me find out you done went around the corner. This is a neighbor house, and you over there eating. I know you ain't over there eating.
Like, I don't feed you. Like,
and they can like hear your stomach. You are you home? Hungry? No, ma'am.
But you know what? That was a rule back in the day. But you know what? Today, like my daughter, when she's out playing with her friends and the kids and they go across the street and she's like, Mommy, Mr. John grilled steaks. It was delicious. I said, good. You ate. I didn't care.
You know I'm all in.
Oh, where?
It's dinner time. Go over there with your friends.
Back in the day,
get out now. Get yeah.
Right.
But you know what? We couldn't put our hands on the walls. Oh, any
no.
of this?
No,
crazy.
All that was her stuff.
Yeah,
no, you could, we could
my
put
walls,
your hands
my TV,
on
my everything.
Yeah, you couldn't. Hands off the walls. Hands off the walls.
Remember when TV went off?
Yeah.
Somebody just tweeted that, Tommy. Yeah.
Remember that little dot? That little dot right at the end, right before it just completely go out.
Star Spangled Banner came on. It was over with, baby.
Rap,
with
dun, dun,
dun. That was it.
National. I see another image on this TV to the moon.
But you know what? I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Nah.
I
look
really
at us today.
How we were raised. I just wouldn't do it.
Appreciate hard work. Mm-hmm. And,
definitely. You know,
we should lock these
stuff.
Kids outside. We really should. Once a week.
Respective elders, all of that. Yeah. All right, well, that was our walk down, trip down memory lane, I guess. And
it
we'll
was
be back
so
to
much fun.
Yeah, close out the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are. End of the show already.
Wow.
Last break of the morning. This one went by pretty quickly, huh?
It did.
Yeah, Steve's out, of course, today. And the crew is here. In case you didn't notice, Steve was not here. He's
Steve?
Out today. The crew's
he's not here.
But we've been reminiscing for this. Yeah. He definitely needs it.
Ooh, please.
We've been... We've been reminiscing for this last hour about, you know, just how we were
back
raised.
In the day.
Yeah, basic, based on how the millennials, we compare the two. And boy, oh boy, it's
did
a
you
lot
guys have
different.
A dit-di-di when you were small?
Have a what?
A what?
A dit-di-di.
No, what's a dit-di-di?
When you take the toilet paper roll and you go...
Yeah, we had a dit today. Yeah, we did.
And then we used to give it to the dog and throw it to the dog.
Okay, Jay, I didn't have dit today, but I did get in that fan in the window.
In the window.
Don't get too close, though.
Did you eat refrigerator ice?
Yes.
What?
I love that ice. The deep freeze ice.
You scrape that out and put it in a glass and put some Kool-Aid on top of that. That was for the ice cream man to show up. So you had that, right?
But we drank water right out of the faucet.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't have distilled water and bottled water.
These kids
and
today
all that
are
stuff.
Soft.
We drank it right. I got water right
we
from Lake
Michigan.
We put
water from the sink in a water bottle. Remember the water bottle?
Yes. Right from Lake Michigan. That's where we had our water.
What about the ice trays? Did you have the old, that with with the handle on there?
The silver
one. Man.
Yes. Yeah.
God. And the milkman came.
The milkman came.
I didn't have a milkman. We didn't have a milkman.
No, we had to go to the store and get the milk. Now, do you remember going to the store a million times?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. When you went to the store,
loaf
be
of
prepared
bread.
To go back.
Yeah. But a loaf of bread, a gallon of milk,
right.
a dozen
sugar.
Eggs.
And
some sugar. You and always
it was,
had to get
so
that.
It was so weird that black people wanted white bread.
Yeah. And we grew up, it was Wonder Bread all
Wonder
day.
Bread.
Wonder
it was
bread.
Sunbeam for
Sun
us.
Sunbeam.
Sunbeam bread.
But listen. When my grandmother sent me to the store, she would say, I'm spitting on the floor now. Don't let it be dry when you get back.
Oh, you
wait
would
a minute.
I would tear out running out that house, man.
What?
I'm spitting on the floor now. Don't let it be dry when you get back.
Hey.
Okay.
And I
remember
used
this
to
one?
Break out running.
What? I never.
You outside. Everybody's outside playing. The older person would come to the door and say, who wants to make a quarter? And about 60 kids would show up.
What? Yes.
One quarter.
We were here for that.
Who wants to make a quarter?
Who wants to make a quarter?
All right, let's go. We have some more phone calls. We can take a couple, I guess, before we get out of here. Let's go to line 4 and talk to Tracy out of Georgia. Tommy.
Tracy.
Yes.
Good morning, baby. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm good. We reminiscing. We old school. Are you new school or old school?
I'm old school.
Talk to me. What you got?
My grandmother raised me, and whenever I would ask her to go to the store, she would always say, I'm going to spit on the ground, and you better be back before it dry up.
What I told y'all. What I just told y'all.
I've never heard that.
What about the rule before you went in the store? Don't touch nothing. Don't look at nothing and don't ask for nothing.
No, no, actually, Jay, back then you could actually get left in the car, really.
Yes.
Back then you could get left in the car.
And what nobody
and no seatbelts.
Nobody
we didn't
take
have any
no seatbelts.
We didn't have any seatbelts back then.
You had to be
then.
Tough. I'm telling you, you had to be tough.
And your mom's arm was the car seat.
Yes, the airbag.
She hit the brake too hard.
Yes, that
was your airbag.
Oh yeah. All right, thank you, Tracy. Line three. Let's go to Brandon out of North Carolina.
Brandon, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Come on, man. Back in the day, what you got?
Okay, I'll just be real short and brief. What I do remember, man, was this is going to school. You always have the class clown, man, want to show off and, you know, make everybody laugh. Well, okay, well, I just say
we
this
got video. A few
this
of those.
This was third grade. I was in there, and it was a special, you know, young lady in there that I liked so much where I figured maybe if I act stupid, you know, make people laugh, she'll like me even more. Well, lo and behold, it came around where, though, while I was making them laugh, and they was laughing, the teacher was out of the classroom. My mother was peeping behind the wall, and she just came out. She had a tough skin leather belt, and she looked at me. Okay, you finished making them laugh? Y'all
wow. I can't tell you. My mother caught one of my shows in school because I wouldn't put on two shows, a show in homeroom and then I did a show after lunch.
wait a minute, though, Jay. Hey, man, you got beat in front of everybody?
Beat in front of everybody. You know what? Another thing, Thomas, she took my pants down, man, and tore me up right there. I mean, I had my drawers up. She didn't want to totally humiliate me, but I had my drawers on while she was beating me.
Oh, no, that's humiliating, brother. No, stop. Yeah. That was humiliating.
Yeah. Or they would talk loud when you were on the phone. You ever get that?
Yeah. Thank you, B.
Thanks, man.
Oh, my goodness.
I just didn't like my mama's threats. All her threats just made you act right. Like my mama told me one time, no lie. She said, I'll kill you because I'm tired of working and I'll do the time.
She said, I'll kill you. I'm tired of working and what?
I'll do the time. She didn't mind murder. Mama didn't mind murder. You don't mind murder.
I'll kill you and I'll turn around and make a nothing just like you.
Man.
I brought you here and I'll take you out. My goodness, yeah.
But wait, Jay, what were you saying? You used to do two shows when?
I did a show in homeroom. I did a nice show then. And then right after lunch, I had an afternoon show. And my mom, and Lee Brown caught that second show.
Yeah.
She wore me out, man.
Oh, my God.
But look at you now, baby.
Look at you now. Right? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. What a day. Come on.
Do you remember you used to collect soda bottles and so you could get the money out?
Yes. The deposit?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Marbles?
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you for listening. We love you.
Really?
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.